Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 15th of June, recording at 6:38 p.m. British Summer Time. And welcome to another day in this schizoid world of ranging market activity. In this type of environment, we can take it for pretty well for granted that just about all of us, I would have little hesitation in saying all of us, are going to be surprised by what happens on most days more often than not. Now, that's not because suddenly people are de-skilled, or that we need to suddenly come up with some new type of technical, quant, fundamental, stroke, whatever, indicator and to deal with the situation. It just means that people are nervous, twitchy. They don't know which way markets are going to go in the short to medium term, and therefore they're jumping in and out, and that type of schizoid activity, as I say, is reflected in the trends that we actually see, which are mostly sideways. Now, the only strategy for dealing with this type of environment, well, no, there are two strategies. One is to stay out, and that's probably the wisest choice overall, just to watch and wait, because all this sideways ranging activity will set markets up, all the different markets that are currently in these ranging patterns, it will set them up for nice, consistent trending moves at some future date, some months down the road, in all probability. The other strategy, that if one wants to continue to deal in these markets, is to buy low and sell high. That's generally pretty good advice all the time, as you know. But what we can say is that when we have really good trending markets, if they're trending up, that we can buy high and sell higher and keep adding and leverage a position up at very little risk. And conversely, if markets are trending downwards consistently, we can go on shorting and leverage a position up very safely by protecting the initial sales with trailing stops. And those are the big money-making opportunities overall. Today, we don't have any big money-making opportunities. Where will the next big money-making opportunities be? Well, I don't know, and I don't think anybody else does. However, we've got hunches, so you get dice. We could make lots of guesses at this stage, but it's better just to watch at this stage. You know my long-term views from the Friday audios, so the big trends, if I'm right, will be in line with those moves, and no doubt there'll be some surprises as well. But in the meantime, I favor just keeping a very close eye on the charts and not getting overextended in any position. Now, starting with stock markets, Asia was soft following what happened yesterday in Europe and in the U.S. It wasn't down a whole lot, but did generally soft tone in more of the Asian markets than not. But the U.S. market picked up here today, and the European markets were generally steady beforehand. And the only statistic du jour item, and I don't put great store by this, but some inflation data came out in the U.S., and it wasn't worse than people were actually expecting. So the fact that it wasn't worse has been credited as the reason for what it was a whacking great rally in bond markets. More about that in a moment. But it helped to push stock markets up. And really, you look at what's going on here today in most of the markets, and one could almost say, well, hey, the carry trade, is which people have been writing about at great length. I've been posting a lot of articles on the carry trade, and again in here today. And that for this day, if no other, well, of course, I withdraw the no other. For this day, tomorrow's a whole new game, as they say, but for this day, the carry trade is being inflated here once again. So we had good moves on the European markets and a pretty good performance on Wall Street as I speak. Now, by good moves, a couple of gains in Europe got up to 1%. That included Milan, where I put a toe in the water, minimal short position out there yesterday. And lo and behold, we've had an upward dynamic in here today. So, in other words, by that I mean that we've got a bigger move on the upside here today than we had downside yesterday. So that's countermanded yesterday's signal, and more likely than not, means that we'll get a little bit further rally here. And ditto, a number of the other indices. They didn't all get countermanding upside dynamics in here today. The DAX didn't, for instance. I don't have a short there, but I didn't want to chase it yesterday, and it was up 38 today, but that only regained about half of what it did, a little over half of what it had lost yesterday. But the NASDAQ, as I speak, is up. That September futures contract is up at 1490. So my short positions that I put on yesterday are all under the water in here today, and I'm glad I didn't get aggressive yesterday. And my policy is to add a few more, but I'd like to either do it against the background of what's a clear downward trend. We certainly don't have that, or see them just faltering near in at slightly higher levels within the current overall trading bands and the encountering resistance, in other words, from the overhead that you can see on the charts. So I may, as I say, add a few positions there. Now, is this a low risk trade? Absolutely not. There are no low risk trades in here right now because we have range trading, and therefore one's looking for profits that aren't all that big, or maybe we're looking for bigger profits, but the market type of activity is just not giving us that type of persistent trending action. It's all the choppy stuff, so that the risk reward ratio is pretty much about even, and maybe a little bit worse than that. And what else to mention here? Let me get on to the bonds because this really is important, and I put up four charts here, and I'm just going to talk about them very briefly here. But the most interesting of these charts, you remember that US first month continuation chart that I put up, and I'm showing, I think, about 13 months data there so that you can just see the June 2003 peak. These are futures charts, so that's a peak in the bond rally. That's when we were going to get only deflation and the Fed was never going to raise interest rates, as so many people were saying at that particular time. And that was the end of the secular 18-year or thereabouts bull market in bonds, in my view, and everything else has been top formation extension. But you can see on the chart that I put up that back in May, in about mid-May, we had an upside key day reversal, and which also marked a failed break underneath the August 2003 low. Now, I said at the time, and as I will with signals of that type, that it's a tradable signal because we'd seen bonds get hammered down and right back to a previous important low. Then we get the upside key day reversal. So it's a tradable signal, but I'm not going to trade this because I personally am not in the game of playing what I consider contra-trend moves. In other words, I feel that bonds, U.S. Treasury bonds, prices are in an overall topping out phase. In other words, bond yields are in overall bottoming out phase, and therefore I don't want to. If I feel bond prices, as I do, are topping out, I'll want to short when I feel it looks right to do so on the charts. I won't want to buy other than to cover shorts, as I've done on a number of occasions. But I won't want to go long in what's basically a bear market. Why not do that? Well, I don't need to. I don't need to trade contra trend reactions, and I'm reluctant to do so because more often than not, I'll be surprised by the continuation of the overall trend. But if I were a market maker or a short-term dealer, on a bank trading desk, heaven forfend. And then it would be my job to play both sides of the move more often than not. But today's action, well, let's carry it through. We had the key, and that led to the rally that you can see during the second half of May, and then the bonds drifted lower, got back towards the upper side of the key, and then today's upward dynamic, which really is big. It's bigger than what you see on the charts that I actually posted. And now if I switch to the September contract, which you see just on a 6 month basis, and you wonder, if some of you looking at that, if you're not very familiar with the futures, you'll wonder why it looks like a little bit like a scattergram back in December and January and early February, and that's because nobody was trading the September contract back then. But they're beginning to, well, they're certainly doing so now as the June contract expires. But at any rate, we've had this very big upward dynamic here today, with U.S. Treasury bonds up over 2 points, 2.04, two full points and 4/30 seconds, in other words, currently at 105.04 on the September contract. Now that really is an eyebrow-raising upward dynamic. And to me, that opens the door to the possibility, well, certainly of a test of that 106 level, which will probably get taken out. And in other words, I'm now thinking, will we see this move up to 108 and perhaps a little bit higher? Now, of course, I'm hoping that that actually happens, not because I'm long, as I'm not, but because I would love to see a good top extension rally in here and get overextended, and then I would come in and sell short once again and expect to take another profit out of that trade. Now, today's action, I suspect, is due almost entirely to short covering rather than actual opening of new long positions. But you never know. It's just a guess on my part. But usually when you get a dynamic like this on the upside, it owes a lot to short covering. So whether there will actually be sufficient demand coming in here to push these up remains to be seen. But judging from the chart pattern, certainly that remains a good possibility at this stage. Now, what will that mean elsewhere? Well, it'll certainly help to lift other bond markets overall, and it'll take a little bit of heat off stock markets, because the Treasury bonds are not, prices are not rising because of a resurgence of deflationary fears, although some people are putting out some items on deflation, but there's nothing new in that. We've seen those all along. What the market would be reflecting more likely is the fact that they're convinced that the Federal Reserve is going to be coming to grips with the gradually developing inflationary pressures, and indeed Greenspan has said as much quite recently last week. So this looks like the bond market just beginning to catch up with what Greenspan had said. But as I say, the fact that the markets are moving up is not bearish for those reasons. In fact, the bonds are rallying for those reasons is not bearish for stock markets. If anything, it's bullish for stock markets while those bonds continue to move higher. And I don't think it'll be siphoning a lot of cash away. It'll just be allaying the fears that were expressed previously that we would get another spike in long-dated yields. And indeed, a number of people are bringing out articles which are probably right, just saying that we may get flattening out, or we've already got a flattening out of the yield curve, and they're now saying that short-term interest rates are going to move up more than long-term interest rates, and that may well be the case for a while. Now, as far as the JGBs are concerned, as you can see on that 13-month continuation chart that I put up, they had also fallen down and just below their September lows, and then have steadied there. Well, we'd expect at least some steadying, particularly after a really persistent decline down to those lows. I covered my short a little early, as you know. But given what you can see on the September contract there, this the firming up that has occurred, and this is the reflects the trading in Japan, and given what's taking place in the US bond market today, I would not be at all surprised to see the JGBs back up above 135 here tomorrow, and we could easily see a further technical rally, and I would be absolutely delighted to see that, because I would very much like to short the JGBs once again. I, as you know, probably know, I don't have a position there at the moment. Okay, what else is going on in here today? The dollar's weakened against the euro. Now, this currency action has been, well, it's just past the parcel of a strong currency here, because few currencies are putting together more than one consecutive day of any kind of real strength against the rest. So that's been the case over the last few weeks in here. So it's the euro's rally to Euro's data rally a little bit in here, and the yen is also firm today. So really, we could say it's dollar weakness. It's mostly dollar weakness occurring today, and the euro is up at 121.50. The dollar's down to 109.45, and that had been up at 111.41 earlier in the day. Now, you know what I've said. I don't have any currency positions at the moment, but with a pistol in my head, if I had one, well, it would probably be be short the US dollar against the Japanese yen. Okay, but the fact that the euro is up almost a cent against the yen right now, and it means that it's found support above its earlier lows, down around that 117 75 area. So we're probably getting a bit of short covering in here as well, and that has helped to breathe a little life into the supply inelasticity trades, which were all soft here yesterday. So gold has bounced back a bit, currently up 460 at 388.15, has been at 389.20. I maintain that gold's in an accumulation zone down here, but I've said this before, and I'm going to repeat this point. Yeah, I'm a big long-term bull on gold, but it's going to be slow burn. It's going to take a very, very long time, and it'll be boring, boring, boring for most of the time. And the only time you want to actually look at it is when people are worrying about it and worrying that it's underperforming and it's so weak, and that's been the case recently. So I maintain that it's in an accumulation zone down here, and that one really does need to play it off the charts. You can do buy and hold, and some people have, but you're going to spend a lot of time twiddling your thumbs here. So I think it's better to buy on the setbacks and let some out on the rally. Use the baby steps basis, and we will get more rallies for sure, and they'll be relatively quick. You get 3 weeks, that sort of thing, maybe a little bit more on a really good rally, but then pullbacks, long pullbacks, endless months and months of ranging activity, in which is typical of the early stages of secular bull trends. Now, silver has been sort of all over the place in here today. Looking at the July contract right now, which closed up 7.7 cents. It's at 573.5. That's not a bad performance, the range on the day being 563. It's been going down there in the low 560s and finding support here for a number of days. Today's rally isn't big enough to qualify really as a dynamic, but you know what was interesting is that we're getting quite a bit of action at these prices, two-way action, because silver dropped down, and well, actually it closed week yesterday, so it opened the week, then it rallied up, and then it came all the way back down again, and it rallied up and closed on the higher side. So that's not bad technical action overall. I'm still long there, as you know, and that's my biggest position overall, and I've been a little bit irresponsible in playing it as aggressively as I have, but it hasn't cost me anything so far. And I've actually taken some profits, as you know, on the baby steps trading, but it's a high risk thing overall, and I would be delighted if the carry trade reflated sufficiently to enable me to get out of the rest of it sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, I'll persist with the baby steps activity, but I'm not hovering over this. I'm playing it fairly loosely, so I don't have to watch it all that much. And other metals, the palladium was a little bit firmer in here today. Again, that's found support in the lower side of the ranges, but these are all very much range-bound trades. The best action in here today among these metals, believe, let me just check the late closes here, was lead, where I've still got that long position. Lucky not to get stopped out at 750 on the stab down to that level last week when lead fell over 100 points and very, very quickly. But up 33 here today, closed at $814. That's pretty good action overall. And we still got a backwardation in there, so that's, although it's narrowed in a bit as they have in all of these metals, most were steady. They were all up a bit. Copper quite a good reasonable gain in here today. So I say for today at any rate, we've seen the carry trades, the supply and elasticity trades improve somewhat. Now, one that I don't have that I probably won't open a position in, I'm stealing myself now to say David, do less rather than more. A, because it would make sense to do less rather than more in the markets, but also I'm thinking in terms of my August holiday when I'll be away for most of the month, and I don't want to be going away with lots and lots of positions. So I'm aiming to pare back, and I may resist, for instance, this orange juice that I've been talking about. Orange juice has been ranging sideways. The pattern is beginning to change somewhat. It's got another upward dynamic here today, up 180 as I speak. That's taken the July contract to 56.70. So it's a significant, it's a good move in here today. Good percentage, I was going to say. And it's, let's say, it has steadied at a lower level. I've maintained that we would get an explosive short covering rally sooner rather than later. Is it now imminent? Well, the more upward dynamics and loss of downward momentum we get, the more likely that actually becomes. Previously, it hasn't been able to put together really 2 days of a rally, but following the last upward dynamic, and it just sort of drifted back down to the same low over the next 4 or 5 days. So the technical action is definitely improving here. And then last but not least, to talk about oil. That's been all over the place in here today. It was down, and then it was up on the sabotage to the pipeline in Iraq. Currently down 30 cents as I speak. I don't have the crude. I'm playing the natural gas, as you know, in terms of my leveraged oil plays. And that had the upside key day reversal, which caused me to go to double up my position, go to a full complement once again. And natural gas, it was up yesterday, it's up again in here today, although off the highs. It got up to a high of 649, currently 641 today. So some interesting action in here today, albeit within the what I've described at the very beginning as the schizoid ranging patterns that we've been seeing in recent months, and nowhere more than in stock markets. Have an excellent evening.